Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to stop by for an hour and say hello. I have a lot to talk about this evening in terms of energy. The first thing I'd like to talk about is that we have a place in Rochester, New York here that's really, really fabulous. It's actually in a place called Palmyra, New York, and it's called Sacred Groves. And when I was invited by my master to go down there to do some healings and energy work, the first thing I noticed was that when we were walking into the forest, that there was a cathedral, a spiritual cathedral, which was about 300 feet high. And there were three tiers of those cathedrals before we walked into Sacred Groves itself. I remember the colors very vividly. They were transparency. In terms of color, they were pink, blue, and white. I'll never forget it. It was absolutely gorgeous. And as we were walking into the groves, there were tremendous, tremendous energies that were coming through and really, really just touching me really wonderfully. There were a lot of things that were happening in there in terms of energy. I was able to see forest people, and they were really, really beautiful people. They were on top of the trees, and they were following us into Sacred Groves. Now, 20 years later, I went back there with a very good friend of mine, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, who also has a show on BBS Radio, and this was about 2 years ago, I believe. And Valerie stayed here in Rochester with me for about 3-4 days. And as we were walking through, something happened that was very interesting. Valerie wanted to stay behind and just sit and relax. And as we were walking and talking, she sat down, and I walked forward with a friend of hers, and we walked into a mist. And as we were walking, I felt this energy behind me, and I turned around, and there were two men that were dressed in these beautiful suits, and they were blonde. And they looked almost identical. They were on top of this knoll. And we looked at them for quite some time, I think about 3 or 4 minutes, and they disappeared right in front of us. What had happened was that we were down in the knoll. It was very, very foggy. But they disappeared right in front of us. And later, Valerie, we went back to see Valerie, and she was really taken back. We talked about the men that we had seen, and Valerie said that they were angels, that they had talked to Valerie and were standing on top of the knoll. And we said, well, we saw them for about 3 or 4 minutes. And the really funny part about it was about 20 minutes later, we had lost 20 minutes in time. So you never know what happens. You never know what can happen, where you're at. Multidimensional times are really beautiful, and you need to accept what you feel and you hear. And she had talked to them for at least 15 or 20 minutes. We stood there for 3 or 4 and thought that we had only been there for 3 or 4 minutes when actually we were there for over 20 minutes. It felt like 3 or 4 minutes, and it was really amazing. Now, I went back, I guess about 8-9 months ago with a friend of mine, and Karen and I were walking through the woods. Now, I've seen a lot since my master, and a lot since Dr. Valerie, in terms of energy. And I've been able to see the eyes of trees, the eyes of grass, and the eyes of the flowers, which in sacred groves are absolutely beautiful. And it was nice and windy that day. And it was really, really beautiful. It was just a magnificent time. And we enjoyed ourselves tremendously in terms of energy. The energy was really, really beautiful. It was really a different kind of a day for us. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, my name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. What
better
can
than I have been.
Okay, good. What can I help you with, Nicole?
I've been having digestive tract problems, and I was hoping that maybe you could check it out and see what you see.
Sure. Sure. How long has this been going on, Nicole?
A little over 2.5 years.
Okay. All right. First of all, we're going to open up your heart a little bit more. Good. You should be able to feel that energy opening up around your body. Can you feel the energy inside your body now opening up?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Keep on focusing. There's an energy inside, excuse the expression, the gut. It just opened up. It's a tremendous light that's opening up in the center of your gut. I would say it's about 3 or 4 inches above your belly button. You should be able to feel that energy just reaching out through all of you. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
How does it feel to you?
Wonderful.
Good, honey. Try to focus on, good. Try to focus on who you are, dear. Allow yourself to let go. Can you do that?
I'm trying.
Okay. I'll tell you how to succeed with that. Take in a good breath. Okay. The energy is just building up so much in you. It just looks so beautiful. I need you to say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Just breathe it into that area. That's it. Very good. You feel the energy down to your feet?
Yes, I do. They're tingling.
Good, honey. Good. Allow the energy to build up inside your body. You're doing beautifully with it. Your hands should be tingling.
Correct.
How does the energy feel going through your head?
Through my head? I feel lightheaded.
Yes. What I need you to do is just relax and let go more.
I'm excited. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's what we're doing here. That's what God does. I mean, he just works right through me. So what we're doing is just allowing the energy to go through you. Beautiful. Good. this is going to be amazing for you. Look down at your feet. Can you see energy? Do you see energy at all?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to take a look at the center of your feet. You should see white light building up in the center of your feet. Those are the chakras that touch the earth. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I want you to allow yourself to let go even more. And I want you to take a look down at the center of the earth. You should see a bright white light all the way down at the center of the earth, and everything should be a white light coming up to you. Can you feel that and see that?
It's glorious.
Great. Great. Allow that to be, honey. Allow it to be. Can you feel the energy coming down from heaven? If you look up, honey, you'll see a tremendous amount of white light just reaching down from heaven. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. What I want you to do is allow the two lights to combine themselves between heaven and earth. That's it. It's going right into your tummy. Good. You've made that connection. And you should feel a lot more grounded. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good. Do you feel a lot more centered?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Just allow yourself to breathe through it. That's
intense.
Yes, it is. Allow yourself to breathe through it. You're doing great. That's wonderful. Okay, my question to you is, this might be a little wonderful for you. Do you feel nirvana?
Yes.
Good. Good. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Wheelersburg, Ohio.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's
They're
really fabulous. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. There's a tremendous amount of light filling the home now. So what you're doing is filling the home with a lot of love. So there's a lot of blessings besides receiving it for you. Whoever is in the home is being blessed now. There are angels in the house. There are hands above the house that are tremendously big. And they're holding above the house, and the energy is coming straight through from heaven. So, oh my goodness, it's absolutely gorgeous. How do you feel now?
Amazing.
Good.
Unbelievable.
That's good, honey. I'm so
happy.
Good, honey. That's what you should be. This is all coming from heaven and the center of the earth. Somebody is talking to me and telling me that God loves you very much. He's always with you. Yes, he's always with you. And he's always around you. He's so glad that you opened up to more of his love and more of his feeling.
I do.
Do you have children?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do you want children?
Someday.
Okay, good, good. There's a lot of energy around you right now, and it's opening up your mind even more. Are you around flowers or anything in the house that you can see as flowers?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I want you to do me a favor, dear. I want you to take a look at them and see how much brighter they are, how much cleaner they are, and how much bigger they are.
Yes.
What's happening now is that your mind is going into superconsciousness. It's been there for quite some time, actually. And what's happening is that you are receiving a gift that allow you to see nature even better. Everything will be more concise and clearer. Your tummy should be a lot better. There's a lot of darkness coming out of it. It's still coming out. You are being healed. This is not from me, honey. This is from heaven and earth. How do you feel now? How does your tummy feel? Just cleared a second ago.
Yeah, it feels light.
Yes.
So light, so free.
Yes.
Flexible.
Yes. I found out a while ago... you might want to write this down. Do you have a pen and paper in front of you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Make no judgments. trying not to understand.
Okay.
Delete yourself from understanding is a better way of going. Thank you. Delete yourself from understanding. And try not to comprehend. These are sayings that come from heaven, and I think what they're trying to tell us is, or tell you, is that when it comes to energy, and when it comes to God, honey, allow everything to go. Just allow yourself to take in what's coming freely, and make no judgments with it. Don't comprehend what's trying to be done. And allow yourself to breathe through it, honey. Just accept it for what it is. What we try to do is understand what's happening, and we don't need to understand. We don't understand the Lord. All we do is understand that He is, and He loves us. He's our Father. He's our Mother. He's everything. So we need to allow ourselves to let go, enjoy the energy. Think of yourself as being in a sea of happiness. You've had some troubled times.
Yes.
Allow it to go. There's a shield around you. There's a beautiful shield. It almost looks like the shield of Abraham, but it is a shield. And you're being shielded and guarded and watched over all the time. So there's a lot of protection around you. There are beautiful angels that are bowing to you, which means that the Lord is very close. And He's helping you tremendously. I'm glad that you can feel that energy and love that energy. By letting go, honey, it comes closer. This is another saying that would help you a lot. By giving up control, you can write that down. By giving up control, you gain control. There's a spiritual control that is much stronger than the control that we have with our mind. What we need to do is allow our mind to open to the heart. Now, you should feel an energy connection between your heart and your mind now. In other words, what you should be feeling is that you should have more energy that's between your heart and your mind. In other words, as you're focused, you should be able to feel simultaneously your heart and your mind open all at the same time. Can you feel that?
I did, before you even said it.
I am so happy.
Me too.
I am so happy, honey. There's people that want that all over the planet, and you've got it. I don't know what happened to me the other day. It was about 4 or 5 days ago that opened up for me. So God's giving me gifts that whatever I receive that I can share and open people up with them. So right now, that's pretty good for you. How does that feel? You should feel very open.
I'm so excited.
I am so glad. I'm so glad because that's really the way we need to feel. There's nothing on the earth stopping us save for ourselves. And as long as I can help, that's what I'm going to be doing, is helping everybody that wants help. But I think it's fabulous that you're making these connections. Your chakra, your first chakra, you should be able to feel that tremendously. that's in your groin area. You should feel a lot of energy in that now. You feel it from your head all the way down to your first chakra. Can you feel that?
Yeah, it's like a strong pressure.
Yes, yes. You're opening up a lot more. All that's coming from heaven. I have nothing to do with that. It's all coming. That's wonderful. I'm receiving a message from you right from heaven. Be with me. You want to write this down. Be with me as I am with you. Be not afraid of who you are. For who you are is what I am. There's a big angel about 30 feet standing behind you. And that angel will be with you for quite some time. Everybody has angels. Can you feel the angel behind you? He's putting his wing on your right shoulder. Can you feel that?
Yes, I did.
Good, honey. He's putting his left wing on your shoulder. You should be feeling a lot of tingly all through your body now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. He wants you to know that he's there for you. Right in front of you is a tremendous amount of energy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you see the light in front of you? It's almost like a light that you can't even look at. It's so bright. Can you see that?
Yes.
That's the Shekhinah in ancient Hebrew. The Shekhinah is the light of heaven, the light of God. If you would do me a favor, could you do me a big favor?
Yes.
Could you take, you can put down the phone for a minute, take your hands and put them very slowly in front of you, and you'll feel the energy right from heaven. It's the most beautiful energy you'll ever feel on the planet. That's
it. I want to dance.
Yes, yes, that's what it feels like. For the last 6 months, I've been doing a cylindrical light in front of people. And for some odd reason, there's a really, really bright light that's standing in front of you. So evidently something is coming down even stronger than the light that I used before that they sent me from heaven. So you just enjoy that energy.
Yeah. So simple.
It's so simple, honey. One of the first messages that I ever received, you can write this in also, is to keep it simple. I think that's what they're trying to say by just letting it go.
Yes.
Yeah.
That needs to be my mantra, let go.
Yeah.
This has been amazing. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. How does it feel now all through your body? You should feel that all through your body, your spine, your brain, your hands, your feet, your tummy, your liver, your pancreas. How does that feel to you now?
I feel like burst energy, like I need to go run or something.
Yeah, it's just pure energy, honey. It's pure love. That's what it is. It's pure nirvana. Enjoy that.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Anytime you need to call back, don't hesitate.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, the sacred gardens were really, really beautiful. And they're a lot of fun to be around. And I'm not saying that you have to come to Rochester, New York. What I'm saying is if you have a sacred forest or you have a forest that's around your home or in the area within like 20 miles or whatever the case may be, go visit it. Feel the energy of it. Feel the trees. The love of God is around us all the time. Your angels are with you all the time. Nature is with you all the time. I remember when I was with nature about 5 years ago, and of course we have seasons here in Rochester as we, you know, we have a lot of snow too. What I was doing, I was walking in a garden, and the trees were budding. And as I touched a tree with a bud on the tree, the whole tree went pure white light. And if you take your hand and just feel the buds, the tree will light up. Everything will light up. It's just absolutely beautiful. And one tree will take in the energy of another tree. So you can do a lot of wonderful things and be healthy with it. And know that there's so much energy out there and so much love. It's just absolutely amazing. And we have the ability to reach these highs if we just believe in ourselves more, if we just let go and allow things to be more humble and to allow ourselves to breathe in the breath of God. Everything that we do in our lives is holy. Everything that we think of is holy. Whether it be good or whether it be bad, it is holy. So what we need to do is realize that holiness is around us all the time. It's pure love. It's simple. It's simplistic. God does not want things to be made hard. He wants things to be made simple. And we need to keep it that way. So let's get more people on the phones and do a lot of healings tonight. Worldwide would be 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-876-3222, 1-530-876-9916. And I have some more numbers for you here. 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756. And those are the numbers that you can reach us at BBS Radio. I'm on for the hour, and I think it's around 6:20 now, or 6:27, pardon me. So we have about a half hour, and I'd love to help as many people as I possibly can. So if you guys would like to call, I have a very dear friend of mine whose mom broke her arm, and I just wanted to send some loving energy to Bob's mom. And so I'm doing that now and hope that she receives all that love and all that energy as we're sending it to her now. The best thing to do with this kind of energy is just let it be. Allow it to flow through you constantly. Keep your mind open and keep it focused. What we need to do, we have what is known as... Yeah, please do. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Steve Barrett.
I can't understand you. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, my name's Bill.
Yes, Bill, what can I help you with?
Brief question on receptor and projector positioning on one chain necklace.
You can't have both on one chain.
Okay.
It has to be two chains. Mm-hmm. They have to be separate. Okay, you can't wear both at the same time unless you have the ability to wear them both at the same time. The energy is quite powerful. How long have you had a nuclear receptor, sir?
Oh, 5 years.
Okay. I would highly suggest, how long have you been wearing your projector?
About 4 years.
Okay. If you're wearing you're wearing a projector and a receptor both at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Presently, it's the projector is below the receptor at about a times.
The projector is lower than the receptor. The receptor should be right around or right just the same level as the heart. The projector should be at the central tendon or where the diaphragm is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of people wear them up. I know there's a couple of people that wear them up high, and then they wear the receptor lower. But I found out that when you wear it higher, the receptor, that's better. How long have you been wearing both necklaces, sir?
Well,
that's simultaneously, I mean.
Well, probably over about 2 years.
Okay.
But the configuration is, if you can picture it, with the projector at the bottom, the chain comes up to a V, and then at the tip of the receptor, it starts another V.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's connected through the I loops of the receptor.
I mean, if you're wearing it that way, that's fine. Everybody does their own thing. You can continue wearing that. I don't have a problem with that. It's just that I sort of like to keep them separate.
Okay.
The reason that I keep it separate, sir, is that they are separate. One is for projecting energy from the universe, and the other is projecting the energy through the body, in other words, to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
The receptor, I'm starting to find out there's a lot more energy in the projector than what we know of. Fred uses me as a guinea pig. And I'm starting to realize, wearing the platinum projector, that there's a lot more to projectors than just what we've been discussing. And we'll be talking about that information on the Dr. Fred Bell Show. But they are powerful, and they should be worn separately in terms of a separate necklace.
Okay.
But that's fine. If you're wearing it that way, that's fine. If you're accepting it that way, that's fine. What is your question, though?
Well, I just needed a brief review and the best possible location. I do have the heart location and then the diaphragm location and that.
Good.
And I was trying to keep it simple as far as the attachment around the neck, a single chain necklace. I don't know. It's, to me, is more simpler.
Well, if it's simpler for you, then I would certainly wear that, sir.
Okay. And in closing, then the color of the gemstone on the receptor, I did a biofeedback test, and it recommended a type of brown gemstone. Did have a brown quartz put in, and if you can size it up for me and see if it's all the best color for me at the moment, please.
Hi, this is Steve Barish. Please leave a message and I'll get right back to you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
Yes, hello, Steve. So we got our airwave voice transmission interrupted, but if you want to continue, I'll be...
Yes, absolutely.
I'll complete my call. I just wanted you to see if my brown quartz gemstone is adequate to my...
No, actually, I wanted to mention that to you. You need to upgrade your stone. I would go to, you could go for a diamond now.
Okay.
You're powerful enough to wear a diamond.
Very good. So, in closing then, thanks for your fine contribution as well as BBS staff, and continue with the fine programs and your revelation about new energy work.
Thank you so much, sir.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Hope to hear from you soon again. So, anyhow, that was a beautiful phone call. Sorry that we got disconnected. For some odd reason, it went undone. What I was talking about was basically that we need to discuss about brain chatter. Brain chatter is when we are thinking of things. In other words, your mind is working at 50,000 things a second. What we need to do is to refocus our minds, and refocusing our minds is not that difficult to do. Prayer really, really helps that, or meditation. I use the Psalms, and I also use ancient prayers at synagogue that Moses said 3,500 years ago, but I think that if you have your favorite prayers, no matter what your religion is, I would definitely say those. Your mind will clear. And if you do meditation, keep your mind focused on love and harmony and compassion, and let it all go. Let everything go that you're thinking of. And the more that you let go, the more pronounced your mind will be and clearer it will be. The young lady that called a little while ago, we were able to put her mind at ease and to be able to get rid of the brain chatter for her. So we can do that, but you need to call so we can help you as much as we can. But it's just keep it simple. Keep things very simple. Don't make them as complex as what we usually do. We don't need to do that. What we need to do is to give up the complexity and allow it to be simplistic. Higher ground is found on simplicity. It is not found through so much that we can't even think about what we are thinking about. So the easy thing to do is to allow yourself to let go and enjoy the energy that's coming from heaven. It can turn into a sea of happiness. It can turn into wonderfulness. It can turn into everything that you want, self-value, self-worth. Just allow yourself to let go The simpler you let go, and then the simpler it is, the more energy that you'll receive. The brain chatter will stop, but you need to focus on that in terms of letting go and saying things that are honest to you. In other words, hook into your consciousness. And the way you do that is by listening to the voice of silence. And we've talked about this before, where the voice of silence is the most powerful voice on the planet. And try to listen to that and follow it for a day and see where it leads you. We're talking about intuition. We're talking about listening to the voice that leads us in a good way. And that's really, really important to do. Be yourself. Honor yourself for who you are. It's very important to do that. It's really simple to do. Just honor yourself. There's nothing more simpler than to honor yourself. It's really, really wonderful. When you're honoring yourself, you're honoring God. We have the spark of God in us, and that's what we need to do. Try to stay focused as much as you possibly can. And in the Torah or in the New Testament, you'll find that God says that when you're on your path, don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left, just keep walking straight on your path. Everything you want will come to you on your path. Just remember that you need to keep it simple. Don't get off your path. Stay on your path and follow that light. That light will take you where you need to go. The light will bring you closer to God. It will bring you closer to your own value and your own self. And that's what you need to do. So follow that as much as you possibly can. And I think that you'll have a lot of fun with it. It's just remarkable what the energy can do. Getting back to where I was walking in the sacred groves, when I was with Dr. Valerie, who, by the way, she has a program that's just dynamite, and she's really a great friend, and she really knows her stuff. She's a wonderful, wonderful human being, a wonderful humanitarian, and she's really great. But when we were walking in the energy of the sacred groves, we saw a tremendous light that was coming through the trees, and it got brighter and brighter and brighter, almost to the point to where we had to shut our eyes, the light was so bright. And then it went back and back and back until it was normal, and then the wind picked up, and it was really windy. It should have been raining like cats and dogs. It didn't. But it was letting us know that we're being watched over and that everything is fine. And we need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in what we hear. We need to believe in who we are. And it's so important to do so. That was my experience with the sacred groves. And I think that you could do the same things with the forests and different things of that nature that you might have around your area. And if you don't have a forest, if you have a desert, go walk in the desert. Some of the most beautiful sounds you'll ever hear in nature is the voice of silence. And in nature, even in the desert, if you just sit and relax and meditate, you can hear all the voices in the desert. And there are plenty of them. So allow yourself to enjoy it. Allow yourself to enjoy who you are. And enjoy the music and the wonderfulness that you have in your own heart. It's so wonderful to do, and it's such a pleasure to do. It's really a lot of fun. And now I think what we're going to discuss, if you don't mind, is how to get in touch with this kind of energy. And I'll try to make it as simplistic as I possibly can. There is a way of standing. It's called standing in grace or standing in absolute positivity, right from heaven. If you lean back a little bit, you'll feel energy coming absolutely down from heaven, right through your feet. And at that particular point, you're standing in perfect access. You can be in a class with students. And as long as you feel that energy, if you go back very, take yourself out of it and just move yourself back a little bit, you'll feel that energy flow right through your system. And what that is that you're in perfect access between heaven and earth. And it's so important to be able to get in touch with that. And that's simplistic. It's simplistic. That'll keep your mind clear. It'll keep your body clear. It'll just make everything much better for you, and it's so simple to do. So don't hesitate to call me, and I'll show you how that's done. You'll feel your mind clear very fast, and it'll be very direct. And so we can do that kind of energy work, and it'll make you feel like a zillion million dollars. So if you want to give me a call, I'm more than happy to do that for you. I'll give you that one number again. It's 1-877-876-5227. There's seven numbers actually. And but please tune in to us and give me a call. I'm more than happy. That's what I'm here for, is to help people as much as I possibly can. And we get in touch with energy from heaven. We get in touch with energy from the center of the earth and bring both up and down right to the center of the planet. One of the most beautiful. And, right. Okay. What we need to, thank you. What we need to do is to realize that we have so much love. There's so much love around us and in us. We need to really get in touch with that, stay with that. It's so beautiful to do. Try to remember that we are children of God. We have the ability to get in touch with that heavenly energy and hear it. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
This is Nancy.
What can I help you with here? Yes.
Well, you were just talking. You were just talking about clearing the mind, and, you know,
yeah.
I never had an issue with that until a couple of years ago, and it's been pretty
okay.
intense.
Okay.
And so I'd like to understand what that's about so that my mind can rest, but if I don't need
okay.
to, then okay.
We can help you with that there. You should be able to feel what we're doing, actually, and why I'm receiving so much energy for you. You should be able to feel that opening up in your heart. Can you feel that?
Not yet.
Okay, hold
I'll
on.
I'll lie down.
Just give it a second. You can feel that now?
Yes.
Okay. Relax your mind. Just relax it. That's it. That's it. You've been going at 50,000 miles an hour, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What I would like you to do, you're standing up, is that correct?
No, I'm lying down now.
You're lying down, okay. What I would like you to do is stand up.
Okay.
Do that?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to lean forward a little bit, and then I'm going to tell you to back up just a little bit, but a smidge at a time. In other words, just lean forward and then lean back just very easily. That's it, right there. Can you feel that energy coming through?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is lean back a smidge more. That's it, right there. That's it. Just let that flow through you. That's it. You should feel yourself calming down right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. This is called perfect access. So you're between heaven and earth. You have heaven above you and earth beneath you. You should feel very centered and very clear. Can you feel that?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll probably know when I get off the phone. I'm not sure right now, but...
Okay, now listen to me carefully so you'll understand. Try to relax. just try to relax. Relax your mind. That's it. Calm down. That's it. Okay, just relax. What happened to you? It feels like you've been... Did something happen to you a little while ago?
A lot of things have happened.
Okay. What we need to do is to let that go. You're running very fast and getting nowhere.
Yes.
So what we need to do is to keep it extremely simple. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to let go of your mind. Let go of every asset. Just let your mind go. You should be able to feel that energy coming out of the top of your head now. Can you feel that?
I can't.
You can't?
No, I'm not feeling anything.
Okay, are you into energy at all? Do you do energy at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay, try to relax.
Do I need to keep standing up?
No, lay down if that's better for
okay.
you.
Okay, okay. Okay.
You should feel a presence about 4 feet above you. Can you feel that?
Yes.
That's me. I'm right above you. What I'm going to do is take the energy and just relax. Just relax. We're opening up your gut now. Can you feel that in your gut now?
A little bit.
Okay, that's good. You should be breathing easier. How does that feel to you?
Better.
Good, honey. Your lungs are starting to open up. Everybody works differently. Everybody is not the same. So we need to work with the best that you have, and the best for you is lying down.
Yeah, seems that way.
Yeah. Can you feel your mind unscrambling now? Can you feel it
clearer?
Yeah,
thank you.
Good.
And I don't need to know why this happened.
You need to let it go.
Let it go. Okay.
Yes. You're doing great, honey. I'm right above you, about 4 feet. I'm just looking down, helping you.
I can really feel it in my eyes right now.
Pardon me?
I can feel it in my eyes right now.
Yes, things are opening up there. Things are opening up.
Now
allow
I can feel
yourself.
It in my gut really strongly.
Good, honey. Good. So allow yourself the freedom to express yourself. And that's what we're doing. We're allowing you to lay down and being yourself. Everybody's different, honey. Everybody feels things differently. The most important thing we need to do is to listen. And we're listening to you because you need to lie down. Now, you should be able to feel the energy clearing in your right lung now. And your left lung. And your heart. Everything is opening up in that area now. I just feel your body going, whew.
Yeah.
you have four angels, one at both hands, one at your feet, and one at your head. And I'm going to leave the room. I'm coming back here because they're going to be doing a lot of work very quickly on you. You
okay.
should be able to feel the main angel above you, that's standing above you. You should be able to feel his wings touching your shoulders. Can you feel that? Just relax. You should, if you can't feel it, honey, you should feel tingling going through your body. Can you feel that?
Not yet.
What does it feel like to you?
I felt a little warmth at first when you said that.
Good, good. That's what it feels like. You've been through an awful lot, young lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to let it go now.
Yes, we are, honey. We're letting it go now. It doesn't matter what it is, honey. It's just leaving.
Okay.
How does your mind feel now? Does it feel clearer and cleaner?
Yes.
Good, honey. Allow your body to clear. Your first chakra is opening up. You know where your first chakra is?
Yes.
Okay. Can you feel the energy down there?
No, not.
Okay. It's
opening
up.
Because I'm so sensitive, you know, that I just can't do that while I'm on the phone or what. But
okay.
That's right. I always feel better when I hang up.
Not a problem. Not a problem. What we're doing is that you're clear from your mind to your first chakra to your feet, honey. Your mind is clear. You should feel more balanced in your mind. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. The rest of it will follow in order. Okay, your heart is open, and your heart and your mind are trying desperately to get connected together. So allow it to go. Allow the energy to leave. You're doing wonderful. I'm going to have to go, honey. It's time for me to go. My hour is up.
Okay.
But keep focusing on that, and you'll be fine.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you a lot.
Absolutely. I send you love and light, honey. I'll be with you for the next hour or two.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay?
I love you.
You're welcome, dear. Love you,
bye.
Too. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Well, bye-bye. It's 6:57. I have to sign off. Thank you so much for listening to the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'll be back on Dr. Fred's show next Friday evening and my own show on Saturday. So thank you again, and God bless, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Se levanta con el sueño en los ojos. El fresco olor de la mañana que aún no nació. Hay una barca en el puerto que le espera.